This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back in 2016, we took a reporting trip to the Mississippi Delta to talk about race and poverty and economic mobility. And in a little town called Cleveland, Mississippi, we met Chiquita Fountain and her son, Maurice.
Hi, Chiquita, around, please.
Hi.
Cleveland's one of those towns in the South where money gets funneled into certain places and not to others, and where opportunity exists for some people but not for others. Chiquita saw that every single day working for a youth services group.
What do they tell you about their opportunities here?
Basically, that there are none. That if they stay here, they feel trapped. That if they do choose to go to school and pursue a college degree, that there's no guarantee that they will get a job once they, you know, once they graduate. So they opt to leave.
That stuck in Chiquita's mind so much so that back in 2016, when we were talking, she was thinking about leaving and finding opportunities someplace else. And so was Maurice.
Where do you see yourself in like 10 years?
Just anywhere besides here. Like, there's a lot of places that are way better than Cleveland. They have like the little bump sticker, keep Cleveland boring.
Yeah, I've seen it. You don't want boring.
Mm-mm. I want something that grabs my attention.
He was in eighth grade back then, by the way. But anyway, here we are. 4 years later, Chiquita is now the executive director of a community nonprofit organization called Delta Hands for Hope. And we thought this might be a good time to get her back on the phone. Chiquita Fountain, it is so good to talk to you again.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me again.
Talk to me about you for a minute. You have now a different job than you did 4 years ago. You're working in a nonprofit about community, and that's part of why I wanted to get you back on the phone. How much of an impact has the pandemic had on you? I mean, you're pushing forward. We're all trying, but come on, brass tacks, how you doing?
Yes. This situation has only exacerbated a problem that was already prevalent in our community to begin with, and that's poverty and the mindset of poverty. And to see how this pandemic has, first of all, taken children out of school, it has altered their way of life, how they go about receiving education. And a lot of our families rely heavily on schools, not just for education, but for food. So it's been really challenging when you're working with a community that is so used to not receiving love and support. So it's been a lot. It's been a lot.
You are, I get the sense of it, and we didn't talk about this last time, but you are fundamentally, it sounds like, an optimistic person. And I wonder whether you are hopeful now as well, given everything that's going on.
I am. I'm hopeful now because our young generations are seeing how important it is to work together, that we get this done. And so the fact that they have taken a hold of this, that they see how important it is to vote, they see how important civic engagement is. It just brings my heart joy because these young people now see how important ownership and accountability is. So when you say, yes, I'm a hopeful person, I am. And I'm just really just praying that they see how they can impact the world even in such a small rural area.
So let's talk about the youth, and let's talk about your youth, your son Maurice, who is clearly just your joy. You can hear it in your voice.
Absolutely.
last time we were there, he was 13 or something. He's going to be a senior in high school now. Apparently he's athletic and smart and wants to go places. When we were there in 2016, you two said you had been talking about leaving the Delta for better
Yes.
opportunities. And he said, I want to get out of here. And it sounds like now what's happened is that you have become reinvested in your community where you are.
Yes.
And I guess what I want to know is what's Maurice thinking? Because he's at a decision point now or will be real soon.
Absolutely. And to be honest with you, as it relates to college, he still wants to leave. But when I talked to you in 2016, I was so, I wasn't happy with a lot of the things that were going on in regards to my career and where I felt I should be and where I wanted to go in my life. So I had to come to terms with myself and either see where I was as an obstacle or as an opportunity. So I decided to start seeing it as an opportunity. And from that point, I made it my mission to empower every young mother that had a young child, that wanted to go back to school, that wanted to change jobs, or wanted to find ways to volunteer and become more engaged in their community. And I started taking Maurice with me when I started going out and doing community engagements, getting him more involved in his community and what's going on. And not to say that those things altered or changed, you know, his wishes or, you know, desires to leave. But I do, you know, just emphasize to him the importance of finding who he is and what he wants to do with his life, but never forget about how he can use those experiences and who he is, that journey, to help someone else.
That was Chiquita Fountain in Cleveland, Mississippi. My conversation with her was part of an hour-long Marketplace special that we did about systemic racism in this economy and what the way forward might look like. That special and the one that David did on The Morning Show and Molly did on Marketplace Tech, they all live online, marketplace.org. Click on the specials tab right at the top of the page.